Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 8:48 on KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Flooding still a problem in Central Texas. At least two people dead.
Two.
Governor candidate Kobach wants to get tougher on those receiving state aid in Kansas. Wants to make them work longer hours.
One.
Road rage in North Wichita. A four-year-old boy shot. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic update here on the Thursday morning commute. We have our usual slow-moving traffic in West Wichita. Kellogg and I-235 at the construction zone there. Otherwise, looks like traffic's running fairly smoothly right now during the morning commute. Traffic update with KNSS, Steve and Ted.
Mostly cloudy today with a 20% chance for rain and a high of 63 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 50. Friday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high 67. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 41 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. Coming at 9 o'clock this morning, the Glenn Beck program. Audio tape reveals what really happened to Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, and it's gruesome, and they're going to talk about that this morning on the Glenn Beck program, coming up at 9 o'clock right here on KNSS. You check out the poll on our webpage. We're having a lot of fun. KNSSradio.com. Halloween is near. Have you ever seen a ghost? Well, some of you apparently have. Yes, 24%. No, 76%. So one in what? One in four, Ted? Say they think they've seen a ghost? It's right there on our webpage, KNSSradio.com. You can be a part of the fun poll going on. After an early slide, stocks clawed back some of the ground they lost and ended slightly lower Wednesday. Banks climbed, but retailers, home builders, and smaller companies fell. The S&P 500 index fell less than a point. The Dow slumped 91 points. The NASDAQ composite slid 2 points. U.S. home construction fell 5.3% in September, a sign that rising mortgage rates may be weighing on the market. Commerce Department says housing starts slipped last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.2 million. That's down from 1.27 million in August. So far this year, starts have increased 6.4%, but the pace of home building has downshifted since May. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted, a good report for a local bank. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the third quarter, a good one for Wichita's Equity Bank. The institution reporting net income of $10.3 million in the third quarter, nearly doubling the performance of the third quarter of 2017. Year-to-date net income at nearly $26 million. The nine-month net income total up $9.5 million. Total deposits for Equity Bank have increased to $2.82 billion. Jack Pelton's getting an award from the organization he created. Pelton is the former Cessna CEO who is now in charge of the Experimental Aircraft Association. While in Wichita, he helped found the Wichita Aero Club. The club announced Wednesday that Pelton will receive the organization's annual trophy. The announcement was made at the Greater Wichita Partnership booth at the National Business Aviation Association convention in Florida. And three people have been selected to join the Junior Achievement Wichita Business Hall of Fame. They are Star Lumber and Supply CEO Chris Goebel, Tim Buchanan, CEO of Legend Companies, and Tim Farrell of Weaver Manufacturing. All three will be honored at a Hall of Fame dinner in March. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. 8:52, Ted. And talk about that Wichita Business Journal. March, I don't know if they're going to ask me again this year, but the last couple, 3 years, I've been the MC of that business.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. Susan Peters and I have co-MC'd that for 3 or 4 years now, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'd like to get that gig again, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Now, Jack Pelton, you know Jack?
Yes, I do.
Where have you met him?
I have. I've just interacted with him a few times. He was a big Gridiron fan. He would go to Gridiron a lot, and I'd run into him just out doing general reporting stuff.
I served on some sort of committee, because you know how I am. If I'm on a committee, I go to two meetings, and that's it. But I served with him on a committee one time. I can't remember what it was, but Jack got to know him a little bit. He's really a pretty good guy. Now, you know, for being a big media or big corporate monkey muck, he's pretty down to earth and a very nice gentleman. So nice to see him getting an honor there. I really appreciate that. Today is National Chocolate Cupcake Day. Now, we don't have those, but we've had some pastries this morning from one of the donut shops that would look like a pumpkin there. I think it was Krispy Kreme. I ate one of those. Did you have one of those?
I did not. They seemed a bit high maintenance
for
me.
They're good. They're tasty, but it kind of makes you kind of short of breath after you
eat something. I put my fingers all over this radio board, operating board here. If I had one of those, it'd be sticky everywhere.
Yeah.
I got to watch my step here. National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's right in my wheelhouse, man.
Yeah. With a dollop of frosting, one sweet serving will satisfy chocolate and dessert lovers. Cupcakes have also been known to be called fairy cakes, patty cakes, cupcakes. Anyway.
I call them tasty.
Yeah. My granddaughters make cupcakes now and then. They have a good time when they do.
Hey,
just a quick program reminder. Coming up this weekend, the governor debate this Saturday at 2 and then again Sunday at 5 o'clock here on KNSS. It's a complete 60 minutes, uninterrupted, and it's the replay of that KAB convention.
Right.
Broadcasters convention, they had a debate this week.
Yeah, right here in Wichita.
And so you'll have Orman, Kelly, Kobach, and the debate for governor. You can listen to that Saturday at 2 and Sunday at 5 here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Very good.
Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, Kobach wants to get tougher on people receiving state aid. That story and more news coming up at 9 o'clock. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.